Michael Lehman. This is a special edition of Behind the Curtain, tips, tricks, and insights into patterns and practices at Microsoft. Today, I've got a special guest, Grigori, who's the producer of Enterprise Library. How you doing, Grigori?
Doing fine. Hello, everyone.
And so, as the producer of Enterprise Library, obviously, you want everybody to use Entlib, and I understand you've got some things going on that are going to help people figure out how to get up to speed faster. So tell me about those.
So we've shipped Enterprise Library 5 just three, four months ago.
Right.
And one of the key themes for Enterprise Library 5 is overall improved user experience and improved learnability. So okay. We took very seriously the whole issue how people who are unfamiliar with Entlib can get going, can start experimenting with these components, with these reusable blocks, and eventually take advantage of them, as well as people who are already on Enterprise Library, some previous versions. How quickly can they, you know, upgrade to version 5 and take advantage of the new features that are there? And again, I'm not only talking about the immediate previous version, but also some older versions like 3.1 and 2.0, etc.
Okay, so, excellent.
Yeah, and in that effort to improve the learnability, we've produced a whole bunch of different guidance assets, which include the books. I actually have the brand new book, The Developer's Guide to Enterprise Library, and this is a manuscript, but it's actually now in print. I just haven't gotten my copy yet. But it's a new style of the book. It's focused on the most common, the most important scenarios. It's not meant as a reference guide, just like we have on MSDN, for example.
Right.
It's really written in an informal style so people can enjoy it and at the same time get going with the various features of Enterprise Library quickly.
Excellent.
So
you're also going to be taking this on the road. Where do you go next?
Oh, that's right. So we are doing two symposia in Ukraine next week, and then Russia later in September. And there's also actually two events in Russia. So we even have a localized version of the guide available in Russian language, and there are other languages that we're planning to get translated the guide into Spanish, Chinese, Japanese, and other languages later on. So, as well as, by the way, I should mention that the book you get here, it's actually quite light. It's only about 300 pages, but it's a C# edition. The VP.NET edition should be done next week, and we will also push it through the print, so you're going to get tons of various resources.
Excellent, excellent.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Michael, if I may mention two other pieces that I'd like to draw the attention of the community to.
Sure.
So the hands-on labs. People love examples. People love, developers love real exercises.
Yes.
We've actually shipped hands-on labs right after we shipped Entlib. So those have been around for at least the last 3 months, and they're written by the team. In fact, again, I focused the whole development team, the very senior people who built the Entlib, to focus on the scenarios that went into the hands-on labs. And they start with some kind of easy exercises, and the complexity of the exercises grows, and we cover all the blocks, we cover Unity, we cover as well some very high, very advanced enterprise-level scenarios like hierarchical merge config, etc. So I really encourage people to, you know, to start maybe with the book and then get going and practice the hands-on labs that that we provide, and they're available for download from MSDN.
Excellent, excellent. And finally, a little closer to home, come October, we've got our own symposium here in Redmond. Are you going to be there?
Oh, absolutely, of course. And not only me, of course, I'm bringing along the dev lead for Enterprise Library, Chris Tavares, who's also the godfather, not just the godfather, the father of the Unity container. He'll be there as well, and we're there through the entire symposium. As well, the pre-con, the workshop.
Okay.
Before the event, we're doing a special workshop dedicated to Enterprise Library.
Excellent.
And specifically, in that workshop, we're going to focus on the extensibility of Enterprise Library. So these advanced scenarios that are not covered by the book that I showed you today, for people who want to write their own custom providers, things like, you know, custom exception handlers or custom validators, for people who may go up to the extent of even writing their own custom blogs. So we'll show how to do that. And in that workshop, I'm also bringing an industry practitioner, an expert from the field who has been using Enterprise Library for many years now, and who has also been on our advisory board. So Dan Peasens from Red Prairie will join us in that workshop, and we'll show some of the extension him and his team built for Enterprise Library.
Well, that sounds really fabulous.
Yeah.
All right.
I look forward to that, and I want to invite everybody who cares, who uses Enclave, who cares about software reuse to come and attend the workshop and as well the symposium. We have some amazing program lined up for you. And there will be two open space
sessions that we are proposing specifically for Enterprise Library. One around what's new and great in Enclave 5, and another one is Enterprise Library moving forward. What should we plan? What's on our mind? What's on your minds for vNext?
So I think there will be lots of interesting conversations happening.
Excellent. All right. Well, thanks, Grigori. And
we'll
see you. I won't see you in Ukraine and Russia, but I'll see you when you get back. And that's great. And that's it for this special episode of Behind the Curtain, Tips, Tricks, and Insights into Patterns and Practices at Microsoft. We'll see you next week.
Yes. Bye. I'm not going to do that.